some new people to practice so that when they get their own show, they'll be really solid on the air. Today, for my feature, I'm going to play a bunch of tunes by a band called Roll Mock. Their new album is called Orfesques and Fugues. And actually, oh, I was going to look up what Orfesques were. I'll do that and I'll get back to you guys. But they're from Vancouver. They're unsigned, actually. I have their album cover here. If you want more information on them, they have a MySpace page. So it's myspace.com/rollmach, which is spelled R-O-L-E-M-A-C-H. And all the tracks on the CD were written and recorded by Patrick Garotti. So I'm going to play actually the first two, because they're both really short. It's Orfesque 1 and Orfesque 2. And then following that, I'm going to be playing a short improv done by a couple live in Italy, actually. Bora and Bergman. And, Bora Bergman and Stefano Pastor. It's a piano and violin duo. And this was actually recorded a few years ago. Yeah, it was recorded in July 07. I'm not a super fan of the compositions because they're not really my style, but the improvs are more exciting for sure. The one I'm going to play is called Crescent. And there's another one on the album too called The Mighty Oak, which is really good as well. And that one's actually like 16, 15 minutes long. So that one's really good. I'm going to be playing the shorter one though. All right, so let's begin. This is Roll Mock.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to The Rib. This is Robin. So I looked up what orfesque could mean. It's like, and I did find something. There was a German musician and educator named Karl Orff, who developed a what they call now the Orff approach to teaching music, which is really commonly used these days in, I don't know if you've heard of like the Suzuki method and the Kodaly method of music education. This, I found a quote by Karl Orff, which actually works really well with the music done by Rollmach here. And it says, "What is elemental music? Never music alone, but music connected with movement, dance, and speech, not to be listened to, meaningful only in active participation. Elemental music is pre-intellectual. It lacks great form. It contends itself with simple sequential structures, ostinatos, and miniature rondos." An ostinato is a repeated pattern. Repeated pattern. Anyway, on with the quote. "It is earthly, natural, almost a physical activity. It can be learned by everyone, and it is fitting for children." This is by Karl Orff. And that really works for this. This is very repetitive, this music by Rollmach here. And, you know, because they use so many, like, metallic instruments, like glockenspiel, tubular bells, and stuff like that, and it's very much sort of got this, it reminds me of one of the dances in The Nutcracker. It's very Christmassy, I feel. I don't know. It doesn't actually have, like, a specific Christmas vibe, but I think it's pretty Christmassy. What am I going to play next? I guess I will play the third and the fourth orfesque, and following that by another band. This is Ramses III. It's sort of more ambient and droney stuff. Flip back to my stuff from last week. I was actually going to play these guys last week, but I ran out of time. The album is called I Could Not Love You More, and it's a lot of acoustic stuff, some lap steel and samples, very little though, and very little voice and a little bit of keyboard, but it's mostly just like the ambient sort of, you know, kind of stuff. So I'm going to play the fifth track from that CD, and it's called The Kindness in Letting Go. But first, here is Rollmach with Orfesque 3 and Orfesque 4.
Thank you. Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinema Tech, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
Hey, welcome back to The Rib on CITR. This is Robin. I'm going to be playing some more by Roll Mock from their album Orfesques and Fugues. If you're just tuning in, they're my feature. And I've been reading more of this Orff Schule work, which is the Orff sort of educational system for music. And like I said in the quote here, Where is it? Okay, never music alone, this kind of elemental music, but music connected with movement, dance, and speech, not to be listened to, meaningful only in active participation. So I thought that was really interesting how, you know, it's designed not to be listened to. It's designed only to be, like, participated in, so, like, clapped along, or you play along, you know? And it is very different, you know, playing music versus just listening to music, and it's sort of an interesting divide there. It can be a very thin line, and I think this is where it really crosses that line, because now you're just listening. I don't know, maybe you're sitting in your car clapping along, or maybe that's what tapping to the beat is like, but interesting stuff. So I'm going to be playing another couple tracks off that CD. This is Orfesque 5 and 6, and following that, I'll be moving on to some Daniel Johnston. No, sorry, not yet. Ha, ruin the surprise. Some Faust. This isn't the Faust band from the 70s. This is Faust with a Z. And the album is, like, really strange. Let me get it. Because it doesn't have any track titles. And it's called From the Frozen South. And it looks like it's just a bunch of guys working in a studio with a whole bunch of electronics in Germany or something. They put it out on Atavistic Records. And, yeah, it's sort of, I'm going to play track two. It's a longer track. I don't know what it's called. And, there's points in it where it gets a little bit heavier. And to me, it sort of sounds like somebody's moving furniture around on a wood floor in their house. But I don't know. That's just sort of what came to mind at first. But, first here's Roll Mock with Orfesques 5 and 6.
Thank you.
Okay, so just past the halfway point in the rib today. And I spoiled the surprise last break, but now I'm going to be playing. After a couple more tracks by Rollmach, being Orfesk 7 and Fugue 1, so we're getting away from the Orfesks, I'll be playing something from Daniel Johnston's new album called Is and Always Was. I'll be playing the first track, which is called Mind Movies. And I was looking at this CD when I was picking out tracks earlier in the station here. And I think it has like a hand-drawn doodle with all the track listings and stuff on it. I'm like, did Daniel Johnston do that? I don't know. It was really cool. I mean, and it has a lot of the acoustic, like, song, you know, sort of things that he is known for. And also, but then there's the title track, Isn't Always Was, which is, it's almost like post-rock. It was very, very strange. I'm not going to say it was good or bad. It's just not what I expected. But there is still, you know, the good old Daniel Johnston folky kind of stuff. There is a documentary out on him that was where I basically found out about him. It's worth watching. It's very interesting just to, like, see the, I don't know, the man behind the songs. But if you don't know any much about him, he's an American singer-songwriter, musician and artist, and he's living right now in Walter, Texas. And the CDs he puts out are now on Eternal Yip Eye Music, which is his own label. And this recording here was the only recording he's put out for the last 7 years. So there's been a bit of a stalemate, but he's best known for his Hi, How Are You, which I think is like his first recording, which was done on like a tape record, like a home tape player that you could record on or something like that. I don't know exactly. It was really good too. Anyway, I'll be playing Mind Movies from this one. But let's start now with Rollmach. This is Orfesk 7.
Thank you. do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Okay, just want to let you guys know what's going on for the rest of the day at CITR today. The news people are coming in, Megan and Carrie, at 5 o'clock. And then at 5:30, a career fast track with Philippe. This side of Monday with Becky S. at 6 to 7:30. And then Radio Free Gack with Gary Kay, followed by The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9. Now, next up, I will be playing some... one last track by Rollmach. This is Fugue 2. And following that, a couple of tracks by a band called Tune Yards and their new album called Bird Brains. What do I know about these guys? They're from New England. She is from New England. Her name is Meryl Garbus, and this is her solo recording. It's really cool. She does a lot of really interesting voice kind of stuff. She records using a digital voice recorder and just sort of produces it using shareware mixing software. She's described as a self-contained Sublime Frequencies compilation, jumping between blues, African tunes, shiny reggae-esque sprawls, and lo-fi folk. So, pretty interesting. I really like this song, Hatari. I'm going to be playing two tracks. One is the third track called Lions. The other one is Hatari, the fourth track off the album. And that should pretty much cover the hour. So here's Rolmok with Fugue 2.